Today on Barca Talk, we have tactics on the brain, proposing different Barca lineups for different tactical strategies. This is a sample of our Thursday episode for our supporters on Patreon. You can find a link in the show notes or at barcatalk.net to become a patron and listen to the full episode that includes talk about Rafinha moving to Celta de Vigo and the Paris Saint-Germain-Real Madrid goalkeeper swap. All right, so we're going to end today with a game. And here's the game. I just designed it today. On Monday, on the podcast, when we were talking about the Osasuna match last weekend, you listed three tactical scenarios and how it really has not been clear which one of these Valverde has been going for or what he's been going for tactically based on the lineups. There's just a lot of kind of almost like conflicting choices. So the three scenarios that you mentioned were defend, attack, or possess. So now that our squad is finalized for the time being, I want to lay out these three scenarios, and I want you to weigh in on what the 11 should be. You don't have to name all 11 every time, but get a lineup for each one. And here's the fun part. You do have to take into account the current injury situation. So you don't have Messi. You don't have Suarez. No Dembele. No Junior Firpo. I know you had your heart set on him. And speaking of which, no Neto in goal. So let's start with defending. Let's say your strategy is to be defensive. I know that's very non-Barcelona, but you listed it. So what's your Barcelona lineup with our current squad and current injuries? Defensive. Go.
Ter Stegen's going to be in all three. So that's a no-brainer. Okay, so let's go defenders, okay? So defending, I'm going to go Semedo, Pique, Umtiti, Alba.
Right, not Longley.
Then in the midfield, I'm going to go Rakitic, Vidal, Dejan.
Oh, but you're still doing 4-3-3.
Yes.
You're not going to go 4-4-2 for defensive?
Well, not in this thing, because I think it's, you know, if we're, well, I mean, okay, no, if you're allowing me to
I'm just asking. I mean, you can pick the formation, you can pick the lineup, you just can't pick the same player twice.
Okay. So then, so let me go back. So then I would still keep the same defensive. I'll go 4-4-2. The midfield would be Rakitic, Busquets, Dejan, Vidal.
Okay. Right. So that's that's leaving out your slightly more attacking-minded players. You're leaving out Alenia. You're leaving out Sergio Roberto. Right. That makes absolute sense. And then you got two up front. Who do you pick?
Griezmann and Pato.
Right, because what else can you pick?
Correct.
You have no other options.
No other options.
Right.
Then for attack, I would go 4-3-3. Mm-hmm. Sergio Roberto, Longley, Pique, Alba.
Okay, yeah.
Then I would go Alenia, Dejan, Artur.
So now, but now you're sacrificing Busquets, who can, but he is slightly more defensive than attacking, right?
Yeah, but I would rather have the speed and youthfulness of Dejan at that point than Busquets, right?
Yeah. Now, the choice with Semedo in the back for the defensive strategy versus Sergio Roberto at right back for the attacking strategy. Do you think that Semedo's strengths are more in defense than getting up the line?
I mean, usually yes, but lately he hasn't shown that.
Right.
And as we've talked about all season, if Semedo was a lockdown defender, he would be the outright starter. Because that is something Sergio Roberto cannot do, right? Semedo physically is much faster and a bit better in the arms and just a little bit stronger that way. But Semedo makes a lot of lapses, and I really wish that he was a lockdown defender and then focus on the other things, because if he locked down that side, we wouldn't have issues on defensive counterattacks.
Yeah, you wouldn't have Osasuna trying to single him out and attack his side and being successful at it.
Exactly. You know, the thing is, you know, with him, I feel that he's still continuing to evolve and grow into the Barca way. And that's the problem with bringing these free agents that don't know how to do it. It takes them a long time. You're set in one way for your whole life, right? To defend a certain way, to pass and look a different way. And then you're brought into Barca and they say, you can't kick it. You got to pass it out.
Right.
It's a whole different way, you know? The whole time of your whole life, it's like, I need to clear the ball. And all of a sudden, no, don't clear or you don't play. So again, it's a different way of thinking.
Yeah.
And then my front three would be Perez, Griezmann.
Again, what choice do you have? That's not bad given the injury situation. All right. So what's your possession lineup?
So my possession lineup would be Sergio Roberto, Longley, PK, Alba again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a chance here. I'll go Alenia, De Jong, Arturo.
Okay. Yeah, and I knew that Arturo was going to be in there because whenever we've talked about possession, you can't talk about possession right now with the current squad and not bring up Arturo. He's the best possessor that we have. I mean,
For sure.
I mean, maybe it's between him and Busquets, but right now I would only say Arthur is maybe he's just on the ascent, right? His star is rising while Busquets is, you know, coming down a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing too that I would hope, you know, I'm hoping that Alenia, using his ability from La Masia, exactly, you know, just following suit as Arthur does, going back to the ball as much as possible, except on the other side. And then obviously De Jong playing in his natural center position, just directing traffic, and more importantly, pressing when we lose the ball.
Yeah. And so front three, I'm assuming you're going to go with Umtiti, Iñaki Peña. No, of course you're going to have Griezmann, Carlos Perez, Fati.
Yeah.
How do you think exactly. Umtiti would fare as a forward?
I don't think very well. For example, I would rather... One experiment you could do is like do a 4-4-2 and have PK and Griezmann as an attacking pair. I think that would be like if we were playing FIFA, I think that would be an interesting experiment because then you have Longley and Umtiti. You don't lose anything on the back, but at least you have a point man up top with PK and he would definitely love that role and Griezmann can play off of him to do
that. So now we're just getting into circus talk about lineups. Well, you know, one thing that's been occurring to me lately is the last couple of matches, I remember last season we talked a lot about a lack of width, particularly in the front third. And lately,
because of Messi.
Yeah. But lately I've been seeing, without Messi there, I've been seeing sometimes, I'm going to call it too much width, which is not exactly what I mean, but it's almost like we're spread wide all the time. There isn't any motion to try and like constrict the field and then expand it out and sort of manipulate the field in that way.
Again, this goes back to the thing with the 4-3-3. It is the hardest formation to play consistently. You know, Xavi, Iniesta, and Busquets made it look so simple that we take it for granted. And you can see now the difference it makes with movement. And again, you see with Arthur when he comes back, but you know, for example, when you have that width, Brian, back in the day, Xavi and Iniesta filled for each other, and they were able to always go back to their positions quickly. And so it didn't feel that they were sacrificing their side for possession. Man, I'm telling you, Brian, when I played and tried to implement 4-3-3, it is so difficult because no one knows what they're supposed to do on defense.
Right.
You know, it's just like, and on top of the thing, it's like, you don't want to, because you have so much space to cover. That's the thing. And, you know, you have a good point that maybe we have too much width, but also it's because, for example, Busquets doesn't have the legs to come up and, you know, and that's really showing. And so again, that's why with these coaches that are so firm in formation, I don't like that. You know, when I think of NFL football, you have to be adaptable to what the other coach and reactionary. And I think that's where football should be going. And it's still not going there yet. You know, if I were a coach of a team, man, I would just throw formations all the time and just switch and create chaos all the time to prepare my players for different formations because you never know where the advantage is during the game, you know? And now with world football, these players are so physically gifted. That's not a problem. If they can adapt and learn different formations and you can do it on the fly, that gives you a huge advantage. Again, you know, this 4-3-3, Brian, is so difficult. We talked about last year with Messi not being the true forward on the right side, we give up that side. It seems lately we cannot find the correct balance. We're either too wide, too narrow, or not possessive enough.
Find a link in the show notes or at BarçaTalk.net to become a patron for just $5 a month and be a part of the community. Visca Barça.